Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome back to Repo Rethink Politics, where we jump into the second half of our conversation. And the topic that we wanted to flip to is more so what's going on with the coronavirus. I know we started with the black violence, but I want to go back to now that states are actually opening up. And, you know, now all these people with these anxieties of sitting at home are now coming out. Some are working, some are just going to restaurants, some are doing their own thing. But in these areas that wasn't open, now the COVID virus is actually picking up. New York is going down because they took the effort and aggressively went at it, and they peaked. Now it's on its way down. But they also starting to open up certain areas in, not the metro area, but in like upstate New York and that. But we went through this, Chaz, and what are you seeing now? Because, you know, we was tripping off, yo, they're about to open up barbershops, tattoo shops. Now almost everything is just clearly wide open in Atlanta with the openings. And have you been engaging in that?
All right, so real quick, what I also wanted to say before I gave my opinion, I want to give a rest in peace to, I think her name, Breonna Taylor. That's the black woman who was killed I don't know, but she was Breonna Taylor. She was an EMT, and she was also shot by the police.
Cop. Yeah, and they broke in her house?
Yeah, that situation, and the boyfriend was in the house, and there was apparently a no-knock warrant served. And anyway, as we were talking about Ahmaud earlier, so I just wanted to make sure we said her name, Breonna Taylor, an EMT. Crazy to die of police brutality. Well, I mean, you shot by the police and not the actual COVID. But anyway, that said, I think what I've seen is a mix of people chilling and a mix of people's crazy paranoid. So when you go to the store, mask, there's still social distancing, working on a project for a little side business we're working on. And Home Depot, still the same thing. So, yep. I mean, even though the government says one thing, the citizens are clearly receiving another way.
So, E, it's happening in Charlotte, and North Carolina is opening certain areas as well. I know you don't go out as much, but what does it feel like? What are you seeing now?
So North Carolina is still on a stay at home right now. I don't know when it's lifted, but nobody's really taking it seriously anyway.
gotcha.
I mean, literally, our neighbors are shooting basketball on the street. You know what I mean? It's like a 3-on-3, 4-on-4.
Wait, they don't know full court press?
I mean, we're talking like 10-year-olds, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I can't jump in, and, you know, my daughter can't jump in. But, you know, she might. But anyway.
Bro, you better handshake them kids. Fuck that. That's how they learn.
That's how they learn.
Hashtag the last dance.
6 feet, you know? Yeah, 6 feet. Distance. So anyway. I got a lot of opinions about this whole state, all these states reopening, because, all right, we're what, as of this podcast, about, I'll just say about 2 weeks into all these reopening. Well, what, since May 1st is kind of when they all start reopening.
Actually, you know what, you're right. So they would have expired late April. So let's just assume April 30th or whatever the case.
Yeah, like May 1st. Let's start the month off. It'll be easier.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, because they say that symptoms start showing about 2 weeks. So I'm going to give it one more week, right? I'm going to give it to about mid to, let's just say, the end of May. Mm-hmm. And I actually feel like not only is it we're already seeing signs that there's a sign of spiking, mm-hmm. I feel like all they're doing is just starting this all back up again. It's just going to be an up and down. It's just
right.
Because they don't understand. They don't, like, the reason why it's going down, like we talked about in the past podcast, it's going down because of the stay at home.
Right.
So when you reopen, you're just going to spike it again. It's you're creating the roller coaster. So you, if we take a step back, I think the only reason why they're doing that is for the economy. I mean, maybe it is because of people, they don't want to stay at home, but I actually feel like these governors are doing that because of the whole economy, these jobs.
Here's a quick anecdote. So my grandma, you know, she has an older computer. I'm like, all right, she needs something newer. So I brought her a newer laptop, but I mean, I still maintain just social distancing just because I didn't want to go to my grandma's house with this computer and, you know, so I made sure I wipe it, you know, I wipe down the computer. I sprayed the laptop bag with disinfectant. I
tried you bought to a laptop? Like a brand new one?
It was a refurbished, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
You got to show you, that's how you, you know, why you got to do that on the podcast?
Damn. Damn, you did all that?
Damn,
all
like that. I would have shipped it to her. Why would I bring it over there if it wasn't?
My bad.
Damn, E. You know what?
Get back to the story, man. Go ahead, go ahead.
Keep going. Keep going.
Just sensitive.
No, E just fucked up the whole story. Anyway.
Damn, I'm so sensitive. Jesus. What's going on? Sensitive,
man. It's your grandma, man. Go ahead.
I'm joking. But so, you know, all I'm saying is this was after, you know, the state opened, and I still maintain social distance because I didn't. Could you imagine being the guy at a funeral? Motherfucker, you couldn't stay 6 feet away. I tried. So I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to preempt my grandmother's, you know, early situation. So right, I'm like, you know what? Let me, you know, so I'm still maintaining around people who are sensitive. And
is that it though? Because you go running a lot too. I mean,
no, I still go running a lot, which is why I feel for Ahmad. So, in fact, I went yesterday and I'm probably going to go after the podcast.
At night?
Damn.
Yeah, I go out at night a lot, you know. That's hashtag living in Atlanta. I don't gotta worry about it. Yeah, there's a lot of black people here, so it's all good. I don't gotta worry about looking like a criminal. Yeah, they live in the city.
But they get you
That's
too.
That's what
though.
I'm saying.
They'll get you too.
Nah, fuck that. Living in a city is just ain't
at
it
night?
Like about, yes.
Are you wearing like neon green or what you doing? All black? Here we go.
It's a neon green.
So, you know what?
Bumblebee yellow and shit? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. Running culture. Neon colors are like really a thing. So I got like a neon stripe on my little running jacket. But no.
There it is. I know the language.
Of course you do. There you go.
Yeah. No, I mean, I live. Are you familiar with HBCUs like the Clark Atlanta area, yes. Morehouse and all that?
Yeah.
I live like a mile from there. So
What does that mean?
In terms of a black man running around 11:30, I'm good. That's what it means.
They still got
that's
racist
what it means.
Out there
that's
too.
What it means.
No. There's a law. Anyway.
Unless Fulton County run up on your ass.
No. APD is good. Trust me. I love and you know what? I got the you know how some people look like they're running? I got the whole, I got the compression. I got the little compression pants, the running shoes.
You got the look. You got the runner look.
Bro, I look, yeah. So I'm not bullshit.
You got the flashlight? You got the flashlight on the forehead?
I don't got the flashlight because we got decent lights out here.
Great lighting. Yeah, you got good lighting in town.
Yeah, you know, I look like when they pass by me, because they pass by me too.
You running. Yeah.
This guy, he's good.
He's good. So, Let him go.
I just say all that to say, it's weird. In other words, because some people are clearly, still like talking mask, gloves, and really taking precautions versus other folks, who's kind of like,
fuck it.
Yeah, I got a story.
Go ahead. I want to hear the story.
All right, so I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast. I think I might have. So I'm trying to grow some grass, right, on my at my house. I had no grass for a while. Right,
can I interrupt the story?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You didn't get this grass delivered.
You know how much that costs? I ain't got that kind of money.
I thought you were gonna get an Uber or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
A pot, like a pallet of sod. You know what I'm saying?
No. That costs too much money.
All right.
anyway, so I went to Lowe's because I'll admit I did hire a landscaper to come over and do the some seating.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Come on.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Man,
they got the machines that go in and do the aeration. You don't know about that. Yep. And oversee it. They had to handle that.
I got a city. We got a city yard. You're right. Yeah. You got this one. Okay. We're going to do this one.
Well, all right. So he told me, I don't know why he didn't do it himself, but you know, it's cool. So he told me you need to get a starter fertilizer. It doesn't matter. So I go to Lowe's to pick up some starter fertilizer. And if you know how that works, it's normally like those big old bags. Maybe if I say like the mulch kind of bags, if you know what I'm talking about, big old bags that weigh like 50 pounds, it feels like. But this is fertilizer. So I'm going in the Lowe's with my hoodie on again. And I don't know how I found it, but my wife had those N95 masks, so I brought it with me. Mm-hmm. I put that mask on, the N95, and bruh, I don't know if y'all have ever put those on, those N95s. That thing was like stretching my, like squeezing my face. I felt like a fat boy. It just, it squeezes. It like, I get why they say that works, that N95 is the preferred kind, because that's what the doctors wear.
Right. Because
you gotta put it over the top of the back of your head.
Yep.
Like the upper part. And then there's another strap that goes around your bottom of your neck. And the back, it's the whole thing. And it's like squeezing down your cheek and then on over your...
Hyperventilating and shit.
I was over there like, as I'm walking out of the car to the parking lot. But anyway, I'm going with my hoodie on because I can't have them see the fat on my cheek, but that's a whole other conversation. So I'm going off to get the, while I'm trying to get the fertilizer. And I'm talking to people, and it's like, and then you got other people with the mask on, but then mask is like not even like close to mine. Mm. So they're looking at me kind of like, I'm trying to, so there's a whole like etiquette now where you're out and it's like, are we good? Like, are we 6 feet apart? Mm. Are you social distancing? And do you have your mask on? So I'm talking to the people like, hey, which aisle is the starter fertilizer? And the workers don't have a mask on. Mm. And it's just, there's like a whole connection. And, you know, I just fast forward. So I end up getting the fertilizer. And I just had to take this mask off, man. It's just,
it was killing me.
I didn't really have a point other than to mention that that N95 is crazy.
I'm so glad you said that, because, like, you know, like I kind of mentioned going to Home Depot and doing this little side project. You know, we're working on this building, and we were working on the ceiling. So you know, the insulation was falling from the ceiling. So we not even COVID. We just needed a mask in general. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yep.
Like just the way it goes around your ears and it's almost and then, you know, once the dust settles and once the insulation was clear, like just talking to people, like moo 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 moo. Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah.
it's just like you just kinda like, you know what, fuck it. It's just
pull it off and be like, what I was saying was, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would love to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just glad E kind of mentioned that, because I've been like, I've been doing the equivalent of what do you call it when you don't wear draws? Something like something balling, free balling,
free balling.
What's the equivalent of not wearing a mask? Free masking.
I mean,
at this point, is that the term?
Irresponsible. I don't
know. Hey, I don't got kids or senior citizens in the house, so whatever.
You say irresponsible. No, those masks, but it to me, now we in this type of situation, it's almost like, you're right, E, it's almost like an etiquette with certain people. Some people look at you like, yo, where the fuck your mask at? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then there's people who look at you and be like, damn, you taking this shit serious. You wearing a mask.
And you're like, with the negative test.
What the fuck, man?
Staple to your chest.
We need less of those people. And those are the people we need less of. The ones that are looking at you like
why the fuck you got a mask on, right? Yeah. But Home Depot is the worst, dude. Because I swear to you, I go in there. You right. There was some people who worked there that didn't have no damn mask on. And there was like hundreds of motherfuckers in there. Bruh. So social distance, you can get that shit up in Home Depot.
Hold on. Who the fuck is it? Why are people? So since people are at home now, they're deciding to do that deck repair.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, hey, remember we need to finish the basement? I guess we got time now.
Yeah, let's go to the fucking Home Depot.
It's deep on Saturday.
Hey, do you need to invest in Lowe's and Home Depot?
I already got it,
I'm
dude.
Trying to say.
That shit is more than when I made money off it. That bitch is like at 230 something. It was down to like 169.
Really? It went up that much?
Yep.
Is everybody deciding to renovate?
Yep.
I guess they got the time now.
They got the time. And then you got two grand. You get like $1,200 and shit.
And buy furniture. That's why you should have got that Wayfair. I'm just trying to tell you.
That's that goddamn Wayfair.
Yeah. Should have bought them stocks like I did when it was 27.
Oh, I didn't get a text, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, selfish
I
did
when
ass.
I said, when I said I wanted to get the Boeing, I think I said the Boeing because they dropped and then. And
first Delta. Of all, you're already discounted because you said the Boeing.
The Boeing.
The Boeing.
Yeah, the Boeing. What the fuck are you?
The Boeing.
I mean, I don't know how this shit works.
Yeah, fuck it.
I was like, I don't listen to you.
As long as you're making money, you can call
Boeing.
It whatever you want. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. The Boeing.
The Boeing.
I'm not listening to the guy who says the Boeing.
But the guy that said the Boeing made money off Wayfair, so
hey,
you better pay attention.
Well, I got the Wayfair.
The Wayfair. And the Home Depot. You know,
you got to drop that the, bro. I mean, saying, you know, got to drop that the.
Nah, so okay. I want to swing back to what he was talking about with they wanted to get people back to work. So you notice unemployment, it was coming out of these budgets. So it was coming out of these states' budgets, and they were supplementing these state budgets with this $600 extra too. So all of this money constantly going, they was like, "You killing my budget? Let's just let them go back." And then they compared to say it will work just like Sweden. And me and my wife sat, and I was like, "Look, Sweden has about 10 million people." And it's offset with the other, you know, Norwegian areas. So you can close up a lot of areas up in there whereby Georgia has 10 million people and we're surrounded by five fucking states.
Really?
Yeah. So you can't have the equivalent of the United States doing the same as Sweden. You looking at Sweden and Georgia. That's what you got to compare it to. So they use the herd, not the herd mentality, but the herd something. And they just said, the herd will get through, some people will die, and then people will get immune. And then it'll clear itself. It'll just clear itself and we'll be fine. You can't do that with 300 million people in this country. You just can't do it. Then you got prisons and meat factories. And elderly homes that is just skyrocketing. And they're not even doing any testing. So people are just still dying and they don't know what's going on.
That's the herd immunity, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah.
Study. We got to break that down. What is does herd immunity mean 20% of motherfuckers are going to die?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's not herd immunity as much as is. I was gonna say weak motherfuckers, but that's politically incorrect. But I was gonna say like we're gonna sacrifice people.
Well, that was the point of what your president made a decision on.
Wait! You talking about the greatest stand up? I'm so torn. That motherfucker be killing it sometimes.
He be killing it.
How was Trump? More funnier than some comedians.
Nah, man, but that shit'll make you cry though, man. It's just so devastating how ignorant and disrespectful he is, man. It's any normal person wouldn't even be continuous as that way. You know, some people get, man, let me stop. You know what I mean? He doesn't even do that.
Nah, because he got a whole team behind him that's clapping for him.
Yep.
So he just keeps going. He got a group in the corner that's laughing at all his jokes, so he's just gonna keep going. That's how he works.
Yep, that's how he works.
He pays for him.
And then you got the attorney general that's fucking just taking people who guilty. Flynn said, "I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm telling you, I plead guilty. I'm good now. Give me what I need. And they was like, well, you know, we don't want to prosecute him because even though he said he was guilty, we don't think he was that guilty.
See, I don't even want to, I know that's a topic. I don't even want to get into that because that was the normal we had before COVID.
Yeah.
He was doing shit like that.
Yeah.
And even that shouldn't be normal. You know, like, that's just not even how justice works at all.
So here's where I'm personally struggling because, you know, he blamed something. First of all, he blamed Obama again, but then
Obamagate.
He accused Obama of a crime. So I made the mistake watching the clip, right?
Oh, okay.
He said they asked him, Mr. President, what's the crime you're accusing Obama of? Oh, you'll see. He done so many things.
No, you already know.
You know what it is. OMG.
Yeah, read the newspaper. It won't be in yours because you wouldn't put it in there.
Yeah. If you read all the papers, but not your paper,
not your paper.
Tell the truth. I was like, this guy is. I was really. In the moment, I laughed. I shouldn't have laughed, but I was like, oh.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. It was one of those moments. I'm like, all right, so at this point, we don't have a president. We don't have someone. we clearly don't have someone playing that role.
You know, Chaz, that's a good point. That's exactly what it is.
So here's an analogy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, there's like someone supposed to be like the father figure. Mm-hmm. And let's say a single mother just is dating someone. So a child, you heard athletes talk about, This was my stepdad, or that was my mommy's boyfriend.
My mom's that's my mom's boyfriend right there.
Right, yeah. Man?
He raised me.
We got United States boyfriend right now. Well, you know, we don't got a father figure, but go ahead, E.
So we're basically not even acting. We just don't have a president at all. Like the federal government just isn't even.
No,
like providing any kind of assistance. They're not leading in any kind of way.
So let's go with that theory. But I'm saying, let's go with that theory. Since 2017, if we didn't have a president, why has our foreign policy been shitty? Why has there's been a power vacuum? Why is France stepping in for the European power vacuum? Why does China feel comfortable just doing all this bullshit with Hong Kong? I mean, shit, the list goes on and on.
What's happening in Hong Kong?
What are you talking? E. I mean,
You forgot about that?
Oh, you forgot about that? Oh. So, excuse me. What is happening in Hong Kong, you ask? I was like, this is not fucking serious. This is well-read, always on Twitter, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, this is true.
He's saving all the time, not going to the store.
I'm just trying to add some context to the conversation. I got you.
Everybody didn't see the last couple of episodes, dude. So yeah.
Wait, I know. You know, Mike always makes this mistake. People must keep up with the they don't keep up with it.
They don't do that.
So what's happening in Hong Kong, you ask? So apparently, people in Hong Kong are tired of China, aka China.
China. Why don't you ask China?
But it's he's hilarious. I hate it.
I do.
So I know you do. Yelling at the TV. So the citizens of Hong Kong are at this point just tired of all the geopolitical games with China and don't want any censorship and you know, they're just protesting what they consider the oppressive Chinese regime. Mm-hmm. And that's still happening. And apparently under COVID, people have been, a lot of the protest leaders have been arrested and, you know, it's a big deal.
Wow. And, you know, we don't get to hear it because of the COVID. So you get a lot of stuff that's, you know, some major shit that's going on is going on underneath the COVID.
Because, come on, as much as Donald Trump talks shit about the quote mainstream media, you know CNN is like, I hope this motherfucker gets COVID.
I know.
you know, even I have to admit that. Like, you know CNN is like, okay.
So, no. So, Chaz, you gotta explain why.
Because. All right, so.
Explain why.
I can't even. So this has been such a game of. I mean, you have a president, quote unquote. You have a guy who's.
We don't have a president.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
We have this guy.
Wait. Let me rephrase what I'm saying. You have an individual occupying the presidential office,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah, that's my girl calling.
He first of all, he invented the term fake news, which I didn't know he could do that.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. President, we caught you with some bitches yesterday. No, you didn't. What?
That's fake news.
More recent example, Mr. President, you weren't wearing a mask. I was wearing a mask. You didn't see it. No, we got pictures and video. So he just does this, you know, consistently. And he has accused CNN from the jump of being fake news. And I just think from 2017, first of all, Obama, CNN, it's not that they're super, I don't know. Ultimately, CNN, they like ratings. I seen them. There's a viral clip when they broke for a story. I think they're talking to a congresswoman or a senator. Justin Bieber is doing XYZ because they feel like, I guess the producer at the time, like, hey, this is going to be a better rating. So they still play the ratings game. But, yeah. You know, I think they were clearly favorable towards Obama. And
they don't care.
Relatively speaking, Wolf Blitzer definitely is Obama's supporter. You know, like some Anderson Cooper, I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, like, by and large, I would feel comfortable saying, like, most of them are, I think they liked Obama.
But why wouldn't you, though? I mean, even in comparison.
But, Mike, did you watch Becoming, the Michelle Obama story?
No, I'm not watching that.
Okay. You got to watch it.
Why?
bruh. It's
Wait,
it's
why?
Michelle
why?
Obama.
You want to see it, right? Yeah, I mean,
no,
yeah,
I already
sure,
watched
sure.
it.
Sure. No, I'm talking about Mike. You do want to see it, right?
No, not really.
Wow.
No.
Hashtag toxic masculinity. It was about Barack. You watch it.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Anyway. So I just saw that to say Trump has been beefing with CNN since he talked about his inauguration. We had more people than Obama. CNN was like, wait, no, you didn't. Hashtag fake news, alternative facts. You know, Seinfeld, yada, yada, yada. We're here now. And they're like, this motherfucker. Okay, you want to open shit back up? You want to take this seriously? I hope you get motherfucking COVID. They just been talking like an angry black woman. So, post-divorce. So, I mean, it's been like, I can't even be mad at them because they're kind of wishing it, you know. Yeah.
But they ain't
the
only
time.
One. So, put it into context. He said, you know, we don't need tests. We don't need any testing, and we get tested every day. We won't be getting COVID in the White House. Then all of a sudden, somebody got it. And he's going to fuck off. Like, what the hell? These people, how did he get it? And he's my
valet.
He's my valet. Then the Secret Service people got it. Then it was 11 of them motherfuckers that got it.
Bro, that was a huge story. Like, that's Secret Service protecting the White House? That wasn't reported. Like, that wasn't widely reported.
So that was because that went underneath the valet. But they was before the valet got what you call it. So, you know, somebody held that information. And then what's his name? Not Kushner, the other guy's wife.
Stephen Miller.
Yeah, Stephen Miller, the evil genius motherfucker right there.
Genius.
Yeah, that's what they call him. He looks like the brain and shit. Some shit. But his wife catches it. Now they're kind of like, how did that happen? And he sits there, back to the comedy. He sits there and say, wait a minute, they tested yesterday. And then all of a sudden she gets it today. How does that happen? I don't understand. It's the test. What's wrong with this testing?
He had a whole thing like, all of a sudden she got the got the coronavirus.
Like maybe
what?
The
How
test
you, all of a sudden.
Maybe the FDA you're in charge of authorized some tests that aren't very accurate. It's like
no
motherfuckers are just
what if
dumb?
Her ass was sitting with Science. A bunch of motherfuckers who had it the night before and then came in and had it.
That's true. But
because they ain't none of them wearing masks.
They don't believe in science. I'm trying. This is the problem. Yep. They don't understand how one affects the other. It doesn't, they don't get it. That's the problem. They think everything is money and business and everything is on transactions.
Transactions. There you go.
He doesn't understand that.
Absolutely right. If it's not a transaction, then it's not, it shouldn't be done.
If you can't see it, if it's like, if he physically can't see it, it's just not real.
Like it has to be this quid pro quo. Yeah, like he has no, there's no abstract ideas. It has to be tangible.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Quid pro quo. That's why he loved that word. I have to get something in order for you to get something from me. When he had his, when they came up and said, you can't have our mask. Our mask? Bitch, you the United States government. That's our mask.
All right, let me ask a quick question. Do you think Donald Trump says it's Negro? You don't got to answer that. We can keep it moving.
He's like 70. He's like 80 years old now, right?
You think he still calls us Negroes?
No.
Nah.
No. He never did. Because his dad
called. He's at the blacks guy.
No, his dad called us niggas. So, he, come on now. That's just the way that is.
See, we're laughing at this. This is. Could you imagine? Like, we thought Bush was dumb, right?
Yeah.
We wasn't joking. Like, you think he probably sits around and calls us Negroes or niggas or whatever. Like, it didn't really translate into the same. Even though Kanye said what he said, and we felt the way about Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just so. Like, for a president after like 19. Shit, after Kennedy, to kind of have this energy, it's like,
yeah,
wow. Is it normalized?
Man. Yeah.
At this point?
Yeah.
This is.
The media did it.
Ugh.
So I want to end it pretty much on this. What do you think about this Biden allegations? Because I got an opinion on it. But.
What's that?
They pulled it out. I forgot her name. The one that accused Biden on sexual assault, not harassment, but assault.
Yeah, assault is serious, yeah.
No,
but
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, I can believe anything at this point. I think people can, like, remember, there's so many politicians, but something Edwards, he cheated on his wife and something, there's a bunch of shit happening.
No, she had cancer. Remember, she had cancer.
Yeah, remember, yeah.
And he was sleeping with another chick, yeah, and then it came out.
He didn't even give her the decency to go through remission. So, I guess what
I gotta have that ass. I gotta have
it. Bruh. Like, man, cancer is stressful.
Stressful. Oh, my God. I gotta have some relief.
So, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know what Biden is capable of. He seems like a dopey old guy sometimes, but.
Right. But
I think Kavanaugh fucked some shit up. Like, I think
he's an angry white man, though, man.
But you need, at the end of the day, if you look at my answer to a lot of Trump voters, you know, when a lot of people want to blindly just say a lot of Trump voters are racist, we can never forget a lot of places that voted for Trump, voted for Obama in 2012, period.
They want to change, yeah. So it's not all of them. You can't paint a broad brush.
No. What I'm saying is, let me make sure I make the point. I think there are a lot of men who's like, you know what? If they were already willing to cross party lines anyway, they're going to look at Kavanaugh and be like, the win after Kavanaugh, I don't like how they did that. Here they go. You know, this is the kind of guys who go, here they go again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're probably not that different to the guys who went after Ahmad. I mean, to keep it 100, you know, I think there's like a few brain cells that makes a difference. But
damn,
I'm just saying, like the guy who'd be like,
no subtlety.
Yeah. Just to keep it 100. So, that's kind of my take. I think after Brett Kavanaugh and how people perceive these kind of things, I think that's going to have an impact. And just looking at how, at the end of the day, I mean, going back to CNN, the media definitely has their preference. So the gun.
You're talking about Biden, right? You're still talking about Biden?
So they're going to over-report on Kavanaugh in Republican scandals and kind of underreport on. I think we can admit that. This has been relatively.
So you obviously didn't hear all the things about this woman then.
Maybe not, because I feel like I saw some articles, an article or two, but like recently, like last week, it's been like an article or two.
Yeah.
What, maybe inform me, what am I missing?
So first of all, it was a harassment about earlier this year. She put in a report and she was fired. They went and found out it was a mutual. She said she was being harassed by someone and they mutually let her go. Then they found out they mutually let her go because she was praising Putin and they were saying, you know, she doesn't understand why people don't really look to Putin because he's a really strong leader, and they had some issues with that. Then she came back and said, yes, I actually was assaulted, and these people knew. And they was like, man, I don't know what the fuck she talking about. Then they said, did you put a report in specifically about Biden? And then they find out, no, it wasn't. Then she came out and said, yes, it was. And not only did he do that, he actually physically put his hand in my pants and blah, blah, blah. Then she had an issue that she said, look, it's not like he was in a room and totally, you know, assaulting me. I'm not saying that's what happened. So she has contradicting things over the last year or two, but yet timely, it's right before, 6 months before an election. Why did this shit come out once again when he was running, you know, when he was high in the polls? If you wanted to get him, that's the best time to get his ass. Why was this not vetted to the point? They vetted him so hard doing Obama's, that shit would have came up then. Obama wouldn't have took any of that if any of that was there. I'm not saying he didn't do some crazy shit. I don't think he actually assaulted her ass. Because, you know, he's always putting his hands on women any goddamn way.
He's a touchy motherfucker.
He's a touchy motherfucker, yeah. Smelling motherfuckers' hands and shit. Man. So I get the fact that people say, yeah, that was just really uncomfortable. But she's trying to say he actually assaulted and tried to rape
her. So is this like the Aziz thing where Aziz was just like a dopey guy with no game?
Yeah.
Who was just kind of, he tried to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like, he was like, look, man, you know, if I go down on you, come on now. You got to, you know.
It's different, yeah. I don't even think this is, it's something about the timing of this, man. It's Biden. He's 77 years old. Mm-hmm. Like we haven't heard nothing, man. He's just an overly nice dude that just is loose with the tongue and is touchy-feely.
And he's old.
Oh yeah. We ain't never heard none of this stuff. Like, I mean, you know how many stories we heard of Trump and all these other people or even senators? Like, we ain't heard nothing. Now he's finally winning something.
Yep.
And then we hear this. So I'm just being honest. I don't believe it because it's like, it just seems too like perfect of a scenario to get him to drop out. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like the story just seems like it's not strong enough. And then for people to come back and be like, nah, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like these stories, never heard of it. You know, no kind of like nobody coming back and being like, I know he probably did. Like that's normally. Yeah.
Oh, I was there.
That's not what we're hearing here. Yeah. Yeah. Or not even like, I never heard of it.
He was in the room.
I saw his ass.
Yeah. Like you hear these other stories, you know, they'll even hint like, I mean, I never heard about that, but I know about this other time. You don't even hear that.
Yeah. So, that's where I feel really uncomfortable with. So I'll just raise my hand and say, no, I don't believe a shit that she's doing. And the fact how she's releasing so much contradictory statements, and she's praising Putin. Now, who the fuck is aligned with Putin other than Trump?
Oh, you know who.
And all of them. So come on now.
She's paid? You think she's a plant?
Yeah, she's just someone who progressed, and that's why she wasn't doing any interviews. So she held on until she did that interview with that chick from Bombshell, that movie and shit.
Bombshell?
Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah, the Fox chick that
sued. I can't say Fox. That just misses the whole thing.
I know. I just saw that movie again. That's all. Sorry.
What to say?
Anyway, breaking news. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is delaying the decision. Yeah. Say, yo, you're not fucking fired. You're not going to let this guy off the hook. Fuck that. Out of here. That just said, fuck that.
Yeah, it's like this motherfucker committed possible treason. You guys are gonna let him walk? Nah.
And admitted to it too. That's
he admitted to it. And then they said they wouldn't charge him on certain other ones, they'll just charge him on these. And you could just let this motherfucker walk?
Yeah. This motherfucker gets some kind of charges.
Yeah.
You going to the lane? Yeah, offensive or defensive. You catching a charge.
You catching something, yo. So, thanks for stopping by Repo Rethink Politics. And catch us every Monday or on Mondays when we can get together and let you know what's going on in the minds of the masses. Thanks for stopping by Repo Rethink Politics.